This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have to make sure everyone has access to maintain and maintain affordable health insurance coverage. We should be making it easier, not harder, to make sure to make sense to, let me put it another way. It makes no sense.
Strong words. Strong, bewildering words.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's common to say now that the Sanders campaign failed. I think that's a mistake. I think it was an extraordinary success.
S-U-C-C-E-E-S, that's the way you spell success.
On the combination of the hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, he also says the complications have been trivial, things like rashes, I mean, minor issues.
And as soon as he said something positive about it, the media's been on a jihad to discredit the drug. It's quite strange.
Pushing this drug. He's got to stop. He's not. We don't want a drug pusher for president.
I'm making a citizen's arrest. This man is a drug dealer.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
In the last few weeks, more people are dying from it every day in New York than die total in a day in New York in a normal day. But sure, not a big deal. From the beginning of this outbreak, Fox News has posed a genuine public health threat.
That escalated quickly.
Unchained and unstoppable.
If the federal government doesn't do it, then the states, as a consortium, I would suggest do it. And let the states create a national consortium of states to do the purchasing in lieu of the federal government.
Whether it is called Mafia or Cosa Nostra, or whatever other name you wish to give.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Again, I thought we had a national consortium. I thought it was called the United States of America. I thought it was the federal government. Isn't that what they all got together in Philadelphia to set up the national consortium? 844-500-4242. It's great to be a Democrat, isn't it? You never have to say you're sorry. You never have to answer questions about groping members of the opposite sex. You can get your crack-addled sons $83,000 a month. No-show jobs. Nobody ever has to answer for anything. You can run fake news till the cows come home, and nobody ever calls you out on it. It's just fun. It's great. Being a Democrat means you never having to say you're sorry. Time now for the chump line.
Four weeks into socialism in Bernie Bales.
Hey, as the Babylon Bee pointed out today, there was no need for him to continue his campaign. He'd already achieved all of his goals. He'd shut down the U.S. economy and put everybody under house arrest.
Hey, Howie, is there any bailout money available for people that can't get graft because of the coronavirus?
You know, the weed emporia is shut down. I mean, that's what's going to bring Massachusetts back quicker than anything else. The fact that the potheads can't get any more recreational marijuana. This is cruel and unusual punishment as defined by the Eighth Amendment to the Bill to the United States Constitution. The chump line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who are still making wicked, awesome windows. They have lived through cholera, typhoid, measles twice, Spanish and Asian flus, diphtheria, polio, whooping cough, bird and swine flus, Ebola, Zika, and now COVID. We as a nation will defeat this. Stay well, stay safe, and stay positive.
If Joe Biden wants to get out of that locked basement, he should call Judd Young. He's letting everybody out.
He's referring to Judge William Young of the U.S. District Court in Boston. But the difference is, caller, Joe Biden is an American citizen. Judge Young is letting out only illegal aliens.
Hey, Howie. Joe Biden calling. Look, man, I know that Donald Trump ruined the Postal Service, but I got a plan to fix it, and it's going to fix global warming, too. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put guys on ponies, and we're going to have them deliver the mail, and we'll call it the Pony Express.
Come on, man. That's a bunch of malarkey.
Whoop. Of course I got out of the race. My goal was to see billionaires hurt and have the economy tank. Mission accomplished. Whoop.
Yeah. I want to know how much he spent on advertising. That's what I want to know from the FEC, Federal Elections Commission. So then we can figure out 15% went to the buyers. And who did the buyers include? Read Peter Schweizer's book, Profiles in Corruption.
As far as Cuomo's going, I think you're confusing contemplative with stupid.
Yeah, I think the only thing that makes Cuomo look good is comparing him to Biden, locked in the basement. And when is the silver alert going out? I keep asking that question. You know, when a senior citizen wanders off, don't they call it a silver alert? I mean, Joe Biden is locked up in a basement. And can't they at the very least, the days are getting longer. The weather may not be improving all that much in New England, but the days are getting longer. I mean, get him up into the attic, at least, if you're going to keep him locked up. Because he has a better view. He can see the buds coming out eventually.
Yes, Alex, I'd like Fredo in a small boat for $1,000, please.
Stop it. Go ahead.
Oh, Biden. Oh, brother.
He's down there in that basement, and he's fighting the Kona. That's what he calls it today, the Kona, the virus.
Ira mask, do I have to wear a mask if I'm going sans culottes?
Charlie Baker today has issued an update on the social distancing plan. Even if you want to grope someone on a plane, you have to sit 6 feet away from them. That includes his close family members. And Mayor Marty Walsh is contemplating an update on the mask policy for the city of Boston. If you want to continue to walk your dogs in the city of Boston, the dog is going to have to wear a mask. That's a joke.
Hey, Howie, how much you figure the DNC and Biden paid for Bernie's fourth house?
Well, that's you know, the thing is, maybe Bernie wanted to get out of the race now because, you know, the real estate market, like every other kind of market in the United States, is kind of tanked. And I think there are a lot of good real estate bargains. He may be able to buy two or three nice new lakefront mansions on the Lake Champlain waterfront.
Mario Cuomo, Stanton. Mario Perillo did more for New York than Mario Cuomo did.
Yes. And someone was just pointing out, too, that it's not just the Mario Cuomo Bridge, the old Tappan Zee. It's the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge, Governor Mario M. Cuomo. Because, you know, there's so many Governor Mario Cuomos, they had to put in the middle initial.
Howie, the reason the governor needed 30,000 ventilators was he's going to have something to sell after this is all said and done.
There's a guy who's following the news closely. They sold off a bunch of the ventilators they had. You know, that's that's the way it goes. And then they don't have any ventilators, and somehow it becomes Trump's fault. So they want 40,000 ventilators, and it turns out they only needed a few hundred.
Joe Biden's campaign slogan. Well, you know what I mean.
How about the fact he keeps saying when he was meeting with the union guys, and that's all I got to say, and I'm sorry. Then he said he wanted to take care of the coal miners. We owe the coal miners a lot. Isn't this the guy who signed on to the Green New Deal, which is going to stop all coal mining and shut down all coal-fired energy plants in the United States?
They have to be supported if they're going to learn how to code.
Yeah. So they yeah, they're... Yeah, Joe's very confused. Now he says he knows a lot about coal miners because he's from Scranton. I thought he knew a lot about coal miners because he was from Wales. Oh, that was his first race for president back in 1987, 88.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who are still making wicked, awesome windows. They've lived through cholera, typhoid, measles twice, Spanish and Asian flus, diphtheria, polio, whooping cough, bird and swine flus, Ebola, Zika, and now COVID-19. We as a nation will defeat this. Stay well, stay safe, and stay positive.
If Joe Biden wants to get out of that locked basement, he should call Judd Young. He's letting everybody out.
That is definitely the best Chump Line message of the day. However, there are a lot of good ones that were probably left on the cutting room floor, and you can hear those in Chop Chumps. We post them right after the show ends. Get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. And if you're a listener in Boston and you missed some of the first hour because there were some transmitter problems, you go to wherever you get your Howie Carr podcast, and you can hear the entire first hour. Same as always, I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
You know, some people think, let me just be clear, we are not going to be out of the woods by May 4th when the emergency order expires as of right now. That might be extended. We're looking into the summer months where we'll still be talking about coronavirus every single day in Boston, well into July and August here in Massachusetts and in the country.
Swell. That's Mayor Marty Walsh. Coronavirus sent the markets into a tailspin. Who knows what the future holds? In a time where nothing is certain, do what I do. Trust Orion Metals Exchange. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. Call them today at 1-800-912-2300. You'll get more metal for your money. Call 1-800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which is ABC News' worst transgression into fake news? Saying Trump knew of coronavirus in November, Brian Ross reporting on Aurora, Colorado shooter as a Tea Party member, Brian Ross reporting Trump collusion resulting in a stock market crash, reporting that the Kentucky gun range video was a bombing in Syria, or spiking a story proving that there was Kennedy involvement in Marilyn Monroe's death?
I'm going to vote for the current one, trying to pen coronavirus lack of response on Donald Trump.
52% agree with you, Howie.
All right. So someone just texted me and said they went to Market Basket today, and there's a big sign on the front door saying no reusable bags. There are silver linings to every dark cloud, and that's one of them, I would say. No returnable or reusable bags. San Francisco has now banned reusable bags as a health risk. Oh, no. They've also banned going to stores and coffee cups with, quote, their own bags, mugs, or other reusable items from home. I guess that means those reusable metal straws. Tough luck, everybody who invested in them. And, of course, Maine, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Illinois, and Oregon have temporarily suspended their own bans on plastic bags, imposed new bans on reusable bags, or both. When one door closes, another door opens, right? 844-500-4242. Ezekiel Emanuel. He's the guy who, Rahm Emanuel's brother, he was the big advisor to Obama during Obamacare, and he was basically saying your life's over at age 75, you're going downhill. Now he's the top advisor to a guy who's 77 and is obviously going downhill. And he's written an op-ed for the New York Times saying that the entire country needs to be locked down for 18 months. I'm not kidding, 18 months. Ezekiel Emanuel. But in February, during an interview with Penn Today, whatever that is, I guess that's probably University of Pennsylvania, he opined that the risks associated with coronavirus were low. This was in the American Spectator today. He had just returned from a WHO, World Health Organization, conference, and he said, most people are thinking that there may be a bit of an overreaction by many, maybe even by our own country. This was a few days after Trump had announced the travel ban from China. Now, 7 weeks later, Emanuel insists that the U.S. must stay locked down for 18 months. We will not be able to return to normalcy until we find a vaccine. That's what he said. But he started his op-ed in the New York Times with a claim that America is losing the war against COVID-19, and he reminds us that models from Imperial College London and others suggest up to 2.2 million, million Americans could die. The more accepted, quote-unquote, model now suggests 60,000 are going to die. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Food and Drug Administration, and other agencies fail to roll out testing quickly enough, he wrote. It is important to assign blame only so that we can learn from these failures immediately. So he's saying that we have a national crisis. He also said this, that we have a national crisis that must be resolved within a week to 2 weeks at most. But at the same, when we're dealing with this national crisis that we only have 2 weeks to straighten out, he wants to have a fact-finding mission to assign blame. Here are some of the inconvenient facts for Dr. Emanuel. President Trump restricted travel to U.S. to the U.S. by foreign nationals from China 3 weeks before his Penn Today interview, in which Dr. Zeke downplayed that country's role in spreading the pandemic. Quote, if you look at the numbers dispassionately, there are just over 1,000 cases outside of China. Half of them are on that cruise ship in Japan. This Dr. Emanuel is a professor at the Penn School of Medicine. He is best known for his advocacy for healthcare rationing for seniors. Not so coincidentally, coronavirus preys on the elderly. He also boasted in that interview with the Penn paper, there hasn't even been a case in the entire state of Pennsylvania. That was then, this is now. Right, Zeke? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The state of New Hampshire, like most of the rest of the United States, is on lockdown, near lockdown. And businesses are suffering. The number of deaths in New Hampshire, though, is very small compared to the neighboring state of Massachusetts. I believe there's about 18 dead so far, according to the official counts. And we wanted to have on Dr. Bruce Houghton. He's the he's a dentist. He did a great job on my teeth. He's one of the best cosmetic dentists in the country. And he's shut down. And we wanted to talk to him about business in New Hampshire and about his take on the pandemic, and also the fact that, you know, all dentist offices are pretty much closed down right now. And what do people do if they get a toothache? We've talked with other doctors about this, and we'll just ask him. I mean, is it the best use of medical facilities to force people that have dental problems to go to emergency rooms? Dr. Houghton, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Glad to be here, Howie. How are you?
Very good. I'm good. How about you? How long have you been shut down at Perfect Smiles, and how complete is the shutdown?
We closed on the 17th of March, so it's been a couple of weeks now.
And do you see any patients?
We do, because of the executive order given by our good governor, in that all non-essential businesses come to a close, they won't allow us to see patients, although we can see them on an emergency basis. So we've stopped all elective treatments and can just handle emergencies.
Mm. So, you know, I mean, you know, what is an emergency? I mean, if you know, it's you know, one man's emergency. If you have a toothache, that's an emergency for you, isn't it? You know, who is to make these kinds of decisions?
Oh, it's a toughie, that's for sure. But usually, pain, swelling, the usual kinds of things with a toothache and or other things. I've had some people. I mean, they ruin their dentures, so they can't even go out in public at all or eat. So we still are open to handle those kinds of problems.
So how is this how's this affecting your business, Dr. Houghton? I know you have a thriving business. I mean, things were looking up like they were for so many small businesses or even any kind of business. What's happened to your business?
Well, it's brought us to a screeching halt. The economic toll is far greater than the threat, I believe. It's going to really hurt the economy and us personally. Well, we'll make it through, but we have a lot of debt. The equipment that we have to support and pay for, I mean, that all comes out of, you know, what we bring in. If there are no patients to support that, it's going to be very difficult.
You're a dentist. You're basically a physician. What's your take on how serious this coronavirus is? I mean, we all, you know, grieve for the almost 15,000 people who are dead in the United States of America. On the other hand, though, as you point out, the toll on the economy is just grievous, and it's growing on a daily basis. There's now almost 17 million people unemployed just in the last 3 weeks. We're in a recession.
Yeah, it's really taken its toll. I fear the cure is worse than the malady. And the numbers don't seem to be there with the... I don't know if you mentioned that we've had 21 deaths here in New Hampshire so far, but out of the 1,300,000 people that we have, that's not a lot. And yes, it is serious, and we take it very seriously, as we take lots of precautions. In fact, all of the standard precautions we do here in the office, and certainly, I'm sure the social distancing is making a difference. So we do take it seriously. But I think if we kind of focus on some of the solutions, there are solutions out there, and I think the press isn't giving it a fair shake with the things like hydrochloroquine and the ivermectin. I don't know, and there's ozone therapies. There's lots of things. We're an inventive lot, and I'm sure we can bring this to a halt. It just depends on when, I guess. That's the big question.
Yeah, the one of the doctors that's on Fox, I believe, Dr. Mark Siegel, he told an amazing story the other night. He said that there was a 96-year-old man down in Florida, and he thought he was on his last legs, and he was preparing to leave this earth. And then they prescribed him that anti-malarial drug that you mentioned. I have problems pronouncing it. And he was back up and walking around a few hours later. And Dr. Siegel said, and that was my father. And we had a we had the state rep from Michigan, a Detroit Democrat, and she had to go to two doctors to get it prescribed because the Democrat governor of Michigan, who's now changed her mind, but she was threatening retaliation against doctors or pharmacists who gave out this drug, and she thought she was on her deathbed, and within 2 or 3 hours she was okay. And, you know, how come her story isn't out there on every TV and radio station, every newspaper? It's just on the conservative ones, the pro-Trump media outlets.
I think the majority of the media is doom and gloom here in the U.S. That sadly, that's the state things are in.
Yeah.
It's just too much drama.
Yeah, I noticed the Boston Globe. They're an anti-Trump newspaper. They're blaming him for everything that happens, obviously, as they always do. But they've even stopped calling them coronavirus deaths. They call them corona-related deaths. Isn't that an interesting way to put it? I mean, the fact that in New York City, they're saying that all these deaths are being caused by coronavirus, but at the same time, the deaths that are caused by the traditional diseases, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke, et cetera, they're all going way down. So it leads one to speculate that perhaps the deaths that would traditionally be attributed to something else are now being attributed to coronavirus. What's your take on that?
I think that's the political toll. They'll turn it so that you can point fingers in any direction you want to, and they will certainly take great advantage of that.
But, you know, I think you're probably a supporter of Governor Chris Sununu up in New Hampshire. We're talking to Bruce Houghton from Perfect Smiles. Dr. Houghton, if he sets the state back to work, you know, on May 4th or whenever or April 27th, whatever the date is now, he is going to be pilloried the same way. The first person who dies in New Hampshire after the state lifts its lockdown, he's going to be blamed for it by WMUR, by the Concord Monitor, the Boston Globe. All the liberal media will be blaming him, just like they're going to blame Donald Trump if he lifts the national lockdown.
That's true, and I fear that anything like that. I mean, wasn't it Dr. Fauci that said this will just go on, you know, ad infinitum? It's not going to end well. That's for sure.
So what would you suggest? Again, you've studied this, you've had time to study it, and I respect your healing abilities. What would you suggest to people to avoid getting sick?
Well, do the social distancing. That's important, and just like they've always been talking about, wash your hands, keep things clean. Probably the biggest difference between this outbreak and those of the past has been our level of cleanliness nowadays is so much better than it ever has before. So we stand a much better chance of coming out on the better end of this. But we also need to focus on all of the things that are solutions to the problem. These medications and even keeping our health up, you know, taking our vitamin C and taking our zinc and, you know, keeping yourselves as healthy. Vitamin D is also a really biggie. That's important, as all of the physicians are telling us nowadays. So that's the best things we can do, and keep our fingers crossed, hope for the best.
I think I have a routine appointment with you scheduled for the month of June. You think I'm going to be able to make it?
I am sure hoping. I really do.
I'm sure hoping too, Dr. Houghton. This is too much. you know. But I'm glad you're still. I'm glad you're still. I mean, I hope nobody gets a toothache or anything. But I'm glad that you don't have to go to the emergency room if you need. I'm not sure that that's the case in every state in the union. You know, I don't think. I've gotten some messages from people saying that all the dental offices are shut down, and if you have a problem, you have to go to a hospital, to an emergency room. Right. If you went to a hospital, though, I mean, they just have to call a dentist, wouldn't they?
That's correct, and seeing the dentist is the best thing because he can handle the dental emergency way better than the emergency room. So leave the emergency rooms for those that are really sick, and we should be able to handle all the dental emergencies that there are.
Right, and if you went to the emergency room, then you would be exposing yourself to potentially being infected, and the dentist who came and the hygienist who came to assist, they would be exposing themselves as well. It just seems crazy.
That is true. I've always avoided hospitals for that very reason. If you want to get sick, you kind of go to the hospital. So be very careful. Dental offices are much better equipped for these kinds of things.
I just got a text here. Dr. Houghton has been my dentist for over 30 years. His facility is always the most sanitized place you'll ever see. No reason why his patients should be missing his fabulous care. I couldn't agree more with that text there. Dr. Houghton, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Joe Biden, the basement tapes. Here are the latest installments. I don't even know who he's talking to here. Are these what they call them, shadow briefings? That's what they called them originally. Now they're just, I don't know, they're almost like hostage videos because he's locked in a basement. Here's one.
That were literally four blocks away from one another. Same parish, same schools, although he went to Scranton Prep. I'd left by that time. I was doing a virtual, almost the same kind of place I went to in Claymont, Delaware, a little steel town. But Bobby, I don't know if you're still there, but you're a great friend and you have a wonderful family, and I love your mother.
He loves his mother? Okay.
I was reading about this. He was talking about some senator, right? And he said they grew up together in the same town. He had moved out of that town 5 years before this guy was even born.
Well, remember when he was running for vice president in 2008 and he kept talking about going to this diner in Wilmington? And people started saying that diner closed down 30 years ago. Remember that? But again, as I keep saying, quoting from Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut, Joe Biden has come unstuck in time. Okay. All right. Let's hear the next one.
This one I think you're going to love. It's got a word you've been using for Joe Biden lately.
Well, I think that's a typical American response. In every single crisis we've had that I've been around, going back to Jimmy Carter and the hostages all the way through to this moment, presidents' ratings have always gone up in a crisis. But you know that old expression, the proof of the, you know, is going to be in eating the pudding. You know, what's it going to look like? I hope.
What?
The proof is in the pudding, tapioca or otherwise.
Did he really say that? Yeah, let me hear that. Let me hear that again. I missed that.
Oh, he didn't say tapioca or otherwise, but he said proof is in the pudding.
Can I have some tapioca pudding?
In a crisis. But you know that little expression, the proof of the, you know, is going to be in eating the pudding, you know.
He couldn't even get that one out.
I mean, is there a simpler cliche saying that the proof is in the pudding?
Proof, you know, the It's in the cake batter.
It's in the Fig Newtons.
It's in the pie crust. Oh, gosh.
God love you, man. Stay safe, y'all. All right. 617 says, somehow I missed any updates on Gunnar. Is she okay? That's Uber Jason. Yeah, she's okay. She's back home. We thank Dr. Matt. She's doing okay. I mean, she's 18 years old. She's doing as well.
A beautiful dog. Can. A talented dog.
A very talented dog. Do we have time for Sheldon? Sheldon, go ahead.
Hey, Howie, two things. First of all, I've seen two articles in the past 2 days talking about, one said, since we're not traveling to work as much, the Earth has stopped vibrating. And then the other one
vibrating?
Said, you can see the mountain ranges. Yes, there's less vibrations in the Earth. That'll be the next green thing they want. And then you can see some mountain range in India that you couldn't see. But the real reason I called, this really irritated me this morning. I'm driving through Stoughton Center. I see two cops on a detail. First of all, they're not social distancing. Second of all of us are out of work. They're in there on overtime. I thought they were supposed to be closing down all the construction sites. But the cops in Stoughton can be out there on details.
I have no answers to any of those imponderable questions. I'm Howie Carr.